from folks around the state of North Dakota and certainly around the area of South Fargo that she's running in. And I told Amy, I said, call her. I want to meet this person. I want to talk to her. I want to get her on. I want to find out what that person who's willing to put their name on the ballot is all about and what made her run. So I asked her to come in today. Pamela, good to have you on News and Views. How you been?
Thank you, Joel.
The obvious question is why? Why are you running for office?
Well, because I live in a district that is represented by Al Carlson and Betty Grandy. That's why I'm running.
Okay. And you're not afraid to say it.
No.
And you think they should be replaced is what you're saying.
I do. I think they're out of touch. They're focused on their own agendas. They want, logos, getting rid of the Board of Higher Ed, initiatives at the get-go that, are unconstitutional. What a waste of taxpayer money, time. And I just think I'd be more of an effective leader for our district and the state.
Well, yesterday, Jason Flores and I got into a spirited debate. And Jason knows the respect I have. I love debating him because he's, quite frankly, very good at it. And I asked Jason why over a month of last session, when it could have been such a proactive session in terms of getting things done, his party, the majority party, allowed Betty Grandy to kind of hijack the party and turn it into her social agenda. They could have, if they were going to do these bills, they certainly could have done them in a much shorter period of time, but instead of allowing her this grandiose stage to turn North Dakota into that.
Well, I just think that as a state, we know except for the boom and the previous oil boom, for 125 years, we knew how to manage low growth or no growth. We don't know how to manage, our current legislature doesn't, I don't think, our expanding, incredible economic growth. And I just think with my financial background, I'm used to dealing with budgets and big budgets. And I spent my whole life in the financial sector. I've been very active in the community. I just think that I know more, the needs and wishes of our district. I'm excited about representing him.
Well,
I just am.
And I want to get to that because that is a factor. Many people talk about how reactionary North Dakota's gotten instead of being proactive. You have worked in banking.
I have.
When you see the amount of money that North Dakota has and you see property taxes going up and you see other individuals, valuations go to the point where even though you might get a property tax break, they're not seeing it in the end.
No.
Does that mean North Dakota is just basically on autopilot?
Well, I think we've got our budget and then we've got our rainy day fund, which can be, big. I'm a conservative. And then we've got the legacy fund, which in my opinion is our retirement fund. So then I think as a legislature, we need to get together and say, okay, this is what we have left for the next 2 years. What are our priorities? How do we spend it? I agree with Doug Burgum. We should wire the whole state, one-time deal. We can look at property taxes. We can look at education. And we just haven't done that yet as a state. We haven't prioritized where our extra funds should go.
I it's hard not to talk about the incumbents, though. It really is. You can say, okay, you're for moving forward. You're for getting this state ready for the challenges of the modern technology and the modern world that we're going in. But yet you have to take a step back and look at some of your opponents on this. Because first off, there's no more high-profile legislator than Al Carlson. Al Carlson really has, put his nose into some things that people have questioned. Would you have voted to make sure that UND had to retain the logo?
No.
Okay. What if some constituents in District 41 had come up to you, Pamela, and said, I'm a UND fan and, I love the logo. I hate the fact this is being forced upon us. Would you put a bill in to make sure that hey, we can keep our logo? What would have you told them?
I would have told them we can't bully the NCAA. they have control. I mean, I'm a SU grad. I mean, I'm a UND graduate. I have 2 degrees from UND. But the NCAA said, you got to get rid of your logo. And I don't know, Al Carlson thought he could just bully him, and it didn't really work out that well.
Okay, so now let's move forward. On the issue that Betty Grandy brought forward, and most of, well, her whole issue last session was about these lawsuits that have been thrown out of court. And basically, she carried that far, far right pro-life agenda. Where do you sit on that?
Oh, I'm voting no against Measure 1. There's no question about that.
Okay.
You can feel how you want about, and I'll just say it, abortion. But it is legal. It is constitutional. So I think as a state, we ought not to be wasting taxpayer time and money.
I had an individual come up to me, Pamela, and he said to me, he said, Joel, you know, I've always been pro-life. You know I'm pro-life. And I said, yeah, I know. And he said, but why are we as a state spending money on a fight that is really of a national scale? And his point was this, that to get this solved, it had to get solved at the Supreme Court level. I understood that. I got that. And then I said to him, I said, okay, you've always voted conservative and I've always voted progressive. That's been our philosophies and we're each entitled to it in this country. I said, but I have to ask you, you know, your party says that their whole issue and the main focus is going to be this pro-life agenda. And yet that when you bring up certain circumstances, then they kind of hedge and they ha. But the other side to that is that at one point they had George W. Bush president. They had the Senate. They had the House. They had a majority, a big majority of the United States Supreme Court. And that's when they chose not to push the agenda. That begs this question. Is it just the placating and is it just playing to a base when you know nothing can be done about it in the end? North Dakota taxpayers end up paying the bill for that.
Yeah, I honestly don't know why we spent so much time on that issue last session. I don't understand
Joel. You did because of the person you're running against.
Right.
Her and Margaret City made that the issue of the session.
But why did everyone else just fall in?
Well, that goes back to, and I raised that question to Al. He, as you know, Al and I speak, and we're on friendly terms. We can have good spirited debates and still walk away with a handshake. And I said to him, I said, you were the leader.
Yeah.
I said, if John Dorsal would have been the leader, there's no way he would have let Betty Grandy and Margaret City hijack this legislative session with all the needs we had. I mean, there's no way John Dorsal would have ever allowed that to happen.
I don't understand it, Joel. Okay. I really don't.
Let me ask you some questions that I think people are going to wonder about. You know, in your campus, there's a big part of your constituency in your district that hails and ties themselves to NDSU. They work there. They educate there. They are a big part of all of that. Do you believe that the legislature has stuck their nose into higher education too far?
Yes. And you're right. I mean, as I'm knocking on doors, there are Bison signs, NDSU signs everywhere. And, you know, I just love that football team. So it's a good thing. But no, as the higher ed board may not work perfectly, but I think the accreditation issues are huge. And we shouldn't take that risk at all.
Well, and do you think at times, and I catch myself doing this, Pamela, I do. Pamela Anderson is our guest. She's a candidate for District 41 House, a former banker and worked in the banking industry for what, how many years?
Oh, 35.
My mom told me never to ask a woman that. Okay, but you know, I find that I don't sing the praises of the good things that higher ed does enough. Do you think legislators bear some of that responsibility that they don't take a step back and realize some of the good things that higher ed does?
Well, I think that's true, and I don't understand why all of a sudden we should have three people. I think very political running our 11 colleges. I don't understand how that even happened as well, Joel.
Well,
and that's Al Carlson. What's his agenda on that? I don't know.
Well, okay, you want my theory?
Yeah, I do.
My theory is that they know who the three people are going to be appointed.
And one of them's Al Carlson.
Well, I don't know that one of them would ever be Al Carlson because I think he'd want to remain in the legislature. But one might be the senator that is no longer running for the very Senate seat that you were in. It might be Tony Grinberg. And Tony, very active in higher ed, did really good work with higher ed for a number of years. But there's a lot of talk of Tony Grinberg being one of those people that the governor would quickly appoint to that three-person panel, which thereby, by going into politics, you've taken it down the road in fear of accreditation.
And there's so much to lose on accreditation. The research, the just getting high-quality professors.
Yeah.
Why would we take that risk, Joel? I don't understand.
Pam, stick around. I want to get your website. I want to find out how people can know more about you and your race. So I'll be back with more right here on News and Views. Bob, what's the first bill you put in?
I think one of the first bills I put in is a no-interest student loan for...
Going back to your banking field, aren't you?
Going back to my banking field. We need skilled workers, educated workers in North Dakota. We have 23,000 open positions. And I just talked to a young woman while I was waiting to come on your show. She has a student loan. And the Bank of North Dakota does an incredible job. They're an asset no other state has. No one else has a state bank. No other state can do this. So as we're out recruiting and retaining, we say, hey, no interest student loans. And we know that student loans, they're a huge burden on our students.
Even if you don't get no interest student loans, at least don't have it be 8-9%.
No.
I mean, I can't for the life of me figure out why a student has to pay 8-9% on a student loan in North Dakota when we got cream cans full of money buried in the Capitol grounds.
Well, you can the interest rate on a mortgage isn't even close to that.
Yeah.
So, at least be a mortgage.
All right. How do people find you? Give them your website.
www.pamela4nd.com.
www.pamela4nd.com with the number four.
With the number four.
All right. Pamela, thank you. I've heard so much. It's nice to finally get a chance to hear some of your views.
It was nice to finally meet you too,
Joel. You bet.
Joel.